Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 41 to 11. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 to 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert the highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. My theme for reflection is embracing divine comfort. Embracing divine comfort. In Isaiah 41 to 11, we find a striking beginning. Comfort, comfort my people, says God. This powerful message of comfort speaks to our deep human need for hope and restoration, especially in times of hardship. Here, God calls not only for comfort, but a compassionate personal approach. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. God's command is to bring reassurance, not condemnation, to a people broken by failure, loss, and exile. Today we may not be exiles in a literal sense, but we live in a world filled with disconnection, disappointment, and weariness. Isaiah's message reminds us that even when we feel we have failed or lost our way, God offers us comfort, restoration, and a path to healing. Jerusalem's situation was complex. Their exile was not just a random misfortune, but a consequence of their choices. Yet God's love does not abandon them, even when they suffer from the effects of their own actions. Now God declares that her penalty is paid, and it is time for healing and renewal. This release from punishment is not just about earning comfort or deserving it. Rather, it is a grace-filled promise that God's compassion transcends our failures. Soren Kierkegaard once wrote, "Grace is not the rejection of justice, but the fulfillment of justice in love." God's comfort to Jerusalem is the fulfillment of justice through love, a love that knows when it is time to heal, rather than to continue punishing. The passage goes on to speak about preparing the way of the Lord. This path through the wilderness rather than through established cities symbolizes a journey of faith and trust. In our own lives, we often wait for the comforting presence of God during difficult times. We might face wildernesses of doubt, anxiety, or grief. Yet just as God promised to meet Israel in their wilderness, God promises to walk with us through our own, transforming those desolate places into places of connection, healing, and even joy. My dear friends, God's presence brings change. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. This promise reminds us that God's comfort often involves change, transformation, and renewal. The same valleys of despair we experience can be lifted into joy, and the mountains of hardship can be leveled through God's strength. But this comfort is not passive. It requires openness on our part to receive God's transformative power and a willingness to prepare our hearts for renewal. In Isaiah 40 verse 9, Jerusalem is called to proclaim good news to Judah. The city that once represented failure and judgment is now called to share a message of hope. This reflects the transformative power of God's love. Our past does not define our purpose, and in God's hands, our struggles can become a testimony of faith and restoration. As we receive God's comfort, we are also called to comfort others, to share the message of God's love with those who need hope and encouragement. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways have I been holding on to past failures or judgments, and how might God be calling me to release them for a future of comfort and renewal? Number two, how can I bring God's comfort to others, especially to those who feel they are in a wilderness season of life? Loving God, thank you for your comfort, which reaches us even in our darkest moments. Help us to receive your grace and renewal with open hearts. Transform our values of despair into places of hope, and lead us through the wilderness with faith. Empower us to share your comfort with others, that they too might find peace in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.